do it?
Gun drawing practice. 10 minutes every day. If I ever have to use this baby, I want to teach it to come to pop in a hurry. Now watch this. Say somebody just sneaked in the back door and he's told me to reach. Now you say reach.
Barney, I ain't got time to play games. I got work to do.
Oh, come on. Tell me to reach. Just say reach.
Okay, reach.
I'm sorry, Andy.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, July 21st, 2016. Today is the birthday of one of the most endearing figures in the American entertainment industry. On July 21st, 1924, Don Knotts, the gifted comedic actor known to millions as Mayberry's deputy Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show, was born in Morgantown, West Virginia. Knotts would earn 5 Emmy Awards, and he had other memorable roles, but none of those characters ever approached the success of Barney Fife. Don got his first major break on television in the soap opera Search for Tomorrow, where he appeared from 1953 to 1955. He came to fame in 1956 on Steve Allen's variety show as part of Allen's repertory company, most notably in the Man on the Street interviews, in which he always appeared as an extremely nervous little man in an unlikely occupation, such as a diamond cutter or a brain surgeon. For 2 years, Knotts appeared in the Broadway version of No Time for Sergeants, playing two roles, a preacher and a corporal named Manuel Dexterity. In 1958, he appeared for the first time on film with Griffith in the movie version of the classic Air Force comedy. In 1960, Griffith was offered the opportunity to headline his own sitcom as the sheriff in a small North Carolina town. Knotts took the role of Barney, the hapless deputy, and the rest is television history. The website of the Museum of Broadcast Communications has this to say about old Barn. Self-important, romantic, and nearly always wrong, Barney dreamed of the day he could use the one bullet Andy had issued to him, although he did fire his gun on a few occasions. He always fired the pistol accidentally while still in his holster or into the ceiling of the courthouse, at which point he would sadly hand his pistol over to Andy. While Barney was forever frustrated that Mayberry was too small for the delusional ideas he had of himself, viewers got the sense that he certainly could not have survived anywhere else. Don Knotts played the comic and pathetic sides of the character with equal assurance, and he received 3 Emmy Awards during the show's first 5 seasons. When the show first aired, Griffith was intended to be the comedic lead with Knotts as his straight man. However, it was quickly discovered that the show was funnier with the roles reversed. As Griffith often observed, "By the second episode, I knew that Don should be funny, and I should play it straight." Knotts left the series in 1965, and it was announced that Deputy Fife had finally made the big time, joining the police force in Raleigh. Knotts went on to star in a series of film comedies which drew on his high-strung persona from the TV series. He would return to the role of Barney Fife periodically, and even appeared as Felix Unger in a stage version of Neil Simon's The Odd Couple with Art Carney as Oscar Madison. But Barney was always his bread and butter. Don Knotts died at the age of 81 on February 24, 2006. Tributes in the press praised him as a major influence on other entertainers, including Tim Conway, his co-star in the Apple Dumpling Gang. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 21st, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.